bill on its way to the Idaho governor's desk would stop cities from using their power of eminent domain to create green belts and bike paths. Backers of the measure say these paths are not necessities like roads, and the government should have to negotiate if it wants to use private property. The legislation would apply to trails for walking, running, hiking, bicycling, or equestrian use. Democratic State Representative Alana Rebel opposed the bill. She said it would make a new project, like a new trail, too expensive and cumbersome.
It gives absolute holdout power to the landowners that are in its path. Anybody that's in its path can say, oh, isn't that interesting? You seem to have a bit of land here and a little land there, and gosh, it looks like you need to get through my field to pull that road together. That'll be $5 million, please.
Rebel and other opponents say the measure could be the death knell for green belts in Idaho, but agriculture, property rights, and real estate groups support the bill. The measure passed both chambers of the legislature, one Republican in the House and seven in the Senate joined Democrats in voting against it.